Today, the Big 12, one of the major conferences in college sports, ordered an accounting of how Baylor investigated sexual assault allegations. Last month, university president Ken Starr was fired after it was found that administrators had looked the other way. Mark Strassman is there.
At Baylor, the Baptist student code bans sex on campus. But many female students say what's tolerated is rape.
I've experienced rape culture here on campus.
Audrey Hamlin, a 20-year-old junior here, says she was sexually assaulted but chose not to report it. Now she's part of a campus support group that counsels other victims.
How many women on campus do you know who've been sexually assaulted?
Probably about 20.
Three unidentified female students sued Baylor this week, claiming they were raped and the school did nothing. One suit called Baylor a hunting ground for sexual predators. That case involves this off-campus house. The woman claims she was drugged and raped. Lawyer Paula Elliott represents her.
At one point, the investigator sent her an email that said that there were two other women that were sexually assaulted the same evening that she was.
Federal investigators are looking at 195 colleges and universities for improperly handling sex assaults on campus. Brandon Vandenberg, a Vanderbilt football player, faces 15 years in prison for encouraging the gang rape of his unconscious girlfriend. At Stanford, swimmer Brock Turner got 6 months for assaulting an unconscious woman. At Baylor alone, at least 8 football players have faced rape charges or accusations since 2009. In a statement to us, a university spokesman said, "We acknowledge our failures in the past, and our aim is to set the highest standards in this area."